Okay, Siv Ches starts a new angle of this simin. We spoke about what type of kelim need tefillah, and then in Siv Vav and Zion last week we spoke about maimid, the construction of the keli, and now in Siv Ches and Tes we're going to speak about the ownership, the bailus of the keli as it pertains to our halachas. If a guy has a keli, if you buy it from him and it becomes a yid's, you have to tevel it because it has the tumah of a guy, so to speak. But if you borrow it from the guy, you're allowed to use it without tefillah. It's a pella, it certainly has the tumah of the guy. The guy still owns it. But the halacha is that it only needs tefillah if it goes from the bailus of a guy to the bailus of a yid. If a guy owned it and now a yid owns it, there's a tefillah requirement. If it's still owned by the guy, so you're allowed to use it without tevling it. Avol, in Yisrael, kana mi'avei kechavim, v'sh'ilai l'chaveirai ta'an tefillah. But if a guy buys it from a guy, v'shilai l'chaveirai, and now he lent it to a friend, ton tefila shekvar neschayev b'yad harishon, even though it's borrowed, but a yid owns it. Excuse me? The yid bought it, he didn't use it yet. Because ownership is mechayev. The yid's ownership is mechayev. Okay? So when the yid owns it, that's mechayev tefila.
To borrow a kelim from a guy, it should be even worse, you should not even be able to use it. Is that that way? It's only if it comes to the ownership of a Yehudi
that it needs tefillah.
So this proves tefillah is on the cheftza, not on the garment.
That proves that tefillah is on the cheftza and not on the garment. And you're saying is really an important thing. I'll explain why. Let's just finish the Shulchan Aruch. The Yesh Misha Aymer. Now, although this is brought in the language of a Yesh Misha Aymer, the halacha is this way: Shem Loi Lakachay Harishin L'Sarach Suda L'Alachte Chlofa Mukiyaitze Bay in Sarach Latvila. Now, I should explain. The first person, meaning just one yid, buys a pocket knife. He wants to use the pocket knife to cut the wood with, to cut things that are not food issues with. Somebody buys a needle to use for sewing. So that obviously doesn't need tefillah. Now the shaila is, and this is a hard shaila, what happens, I have a needle in my house, it's in my wife's sewing basket, and it's only used for sewing. Now I want to sew a stuffed chicken. So I want to take the needle. A stuffed chicken is a bad example because it's not royal achila when you use it. I'm cutting a piece of sponge cake. And I'm on the road, and I don't have any utensils with me. I have a pair of scissors in the car. So I want to take the scissor, obviously open it, make a knife out of it, and I want to use the scissor to cut a piece of sponge cake. I would think that it should be no problem. It's not a kli suda. Look at this Ramah. And this Ramah needs Hasber. I'm not breaking it, I'm just opening it. I'm not ruining it. You're right. If I would ruin it and change it, it would be no shaila. I'm just opening it up and I'm using it that way. So, aval rishon also lishtamish by litzarche suda, afila derech arai b'loi tefila, afal pishulakachai litzarech klavim. Now this Ramah is a tremendous chiddush. We have a yisoid that only clay achila need tefila, only kelim that are for food. The Ramah says if you have a non-food kli and you're using it now for tzarchei seuda, using it now for food, afilu derech arai b'loi tefila, afal pi shelekach litzarech klafim, it needs tefila. Now this is a plia. Let's say I take my glasses. I want to stir the sugar in my coffee, and I go like this. I once discussed if one is fleishik and one is milachik, whether it's okay. But I want to stir it. I want to stir the coffee. And this is metal. My temple, my glasses piece is metal. it seems from this Ramah that Harishin also established by the Tzarchei Suda, Filat Erech Harai, Bloy Tfila, Afapish Lachai, Lachai, Letzarech Lafim. Even though I bought it for a non-food use, still it requires tefillah. This is the chiddush here of this Ramah. The Ramah appears to hold this way. Anybody have a different way of touching the Ramah? No? The ending of the Ramah is simple. V'cheinim kana Yisrael ha'sheni min ha'rishon tzarech suda, tzarech tefillah gavi ha'sheni. If the first yid bought it for non-suda purpose, and I buy it from him for suda purpose, of course I have to tefillah. But what's the first piece of this Ramah? The Ramah seems to say that if I use a non-food item for food once, derech arai, it's chayiv in tefillah. Now, do we have anybody who argues with this? We said that if you buy a Pepsi bottle and you want to reuse the bottle to fill up with water, it doesn't need tefillah because it wasn't sold as a kli. That's true, but it's different. There it was sold as a klipa. It wasn't sold as, it was never intended as a kli. Here it's a kli. So there appear to be no chayokim here, but in truth there are. Because if you look back at Piskei Tshuva Vav on the previous page, the Piskei Tshuva there says something which appears to contradict this Ramah. Piskei Tshuva Vav, Shein Tzarech Tefillah, Ayin B'Tshuva Shev Yaakov, Simen Nun Aleph, B'Kelim HaNikvon B'Tanur. We're talking here about a boiler that's made for heating the house, and there's a utensil attached to it. V'loichem Mimayim Chamin Shabai L'Lishas Isais HaPas. And they take from the hot water there for kneading the dough. Shetzidet loyme sheitzarch tefila klal. Afim heim shal matris. Vafte pamim sheichim emayim chamin shabaytei. Mekal makim hochin hachar roif tashmisha. There, the Ramah said that you go according to roif tashmisha, according to the main tashmish. I think we saw in the Prichadish day the same thing. That every keli goes according to roif tashmisha. If it's mainly used for a non-food item, it's used to be to boil water to heat up the house, and now you're using it once for something else, that is not a mechayev tefillah. So the question then is, why this case in the Ramah is any different? And this is something that the later achrayim struggle with to be able to understand. Dor HaShulchan suggests the following idea. He says it depends. If you have a kli, which is clearly not a food keli, a boiler in the house, your glasses, something that's not a food keli, you take a pen to stir the coffee if it's metal. You go basar reif tashmishai, and it's not chayiv in tefillah. This Ramah is talking about a knife. It's a real knife. Because you bought this knife to cut klav, to cut pieces of parchment for your writing. In such a case, where the kli, the form of the kli is a kli suda, just you using it for other things, so there, when you use it for food uses, that is a mechayev tefillah. However, in a case where the keli in its form is not a food keli, you're just using it derech arai, that's not going to make it into a kli suda, no matter what, my glasses don't become kli suda, it's glasses. In that case, roif tashmishai is kaiveya. This is the psak in the Sefer Tefillas Kelim he brings from Gedolei Zmanenu, or the previous generation. They made this hachra to explain the Ramah, because otherwise the Ramah is a pella. You know, if you go over to have a toothpick. Instead of a toothpick, you take a paper clip. You open it up, and you stick it into a piece of melon to eat it. You have to title a paper clip, and it sounds strange. Because the Ramah is going on the Mechaber, who's going on a knife, who said, so it sounds like he's talking in such a case. So that would seem to be. What?
The Mechaber says you don't need it.
Right.
The second one gets it. But the Ramah says if you're going to buy it from the first bid and use it, even though he didn't use it to cut cloth. And you want to use it on the Michael, that's the point you're arguing on.
Right. You have some that could be used both ways. And he's using it for Nat, and now the owner himself is using it for something else. So then that's
Kaveh. When the Rama says, "I'm calling you Sol Hashem in Orishan, Mitzer Suda."
Yeah, then for sure.
So he's buying Mitzer Suda. The first one never uses Mitzer Suda.
Right.
So he's arguing on the last part of the Machaber, where the Machaber says, "No."
He means the first year who bought it doesn't have to tithe.
First year doesn't have to buy it, but the second year who buys it to use that. But that's
right.
That's
right. It's no different than the owner. If the owner would switch it, he'd be chayiv.
What about a
washing cup? And you want to use it for food. What about a washing cup? Do you go basarev tashmisha? Yeah, I don't know. I guess a washing cup is a washing cup. It's rarely used. You know, people do use a washing cup sometimes to fill up with water to put into the urn. That's a normal tashmish. I don't know. I guess it should need, according to this, it should need tefillah. The pashas of Pesachei Teshuvah, you go basarev tashmishai, and it's potter. But according to this Ramah, it shouldn't. It should take a neat feeling in such a case. It's a good example. I have to ask my wife. I don't think we titled our washing cups. Yeah, I don't think so. What? It can't be. That's the whole point. It can't be the Shev Yaakov is arguing with the Ramah without mentioning him. It cannot be that the Shev Yaakov is arguing with the Ramah without quoting the Ramah. He doesn't quote the Ramah. He just says it straight out. The Prichada Shadid, he had Ephraim brings the Shev Yaakov. He calls it the Shvus Yaakov. It sounds like the same Shita. See, but there, the Shach made the same Chilik. He said that that's Daka Sakin Shal Shchita, which has the form of a knife. So it needs, but the Barzolim Shemesakne Ben Amatzais, which doesn't have the form of a knife, it doesn't need.
Also,
so it stims very well.
So here would be tefillah with bracha.
What?
There was tefillah without a bracha on the Sakin Shal.
Here
he says tefillah.
Maybe it means with a bracha. I don't know.
I say it could be here. It could be next to the
I don't know. There, by the second shoshchit, he said l'toiv lai bracha, but it wasn't. But there, he didn't say that you're using it derech ari. He says you could use it derech ari. So you actually coming to use it.
What about a pocket knife or Swiss Army knife?
So a pocket knife would be the same thing. Well, the pocket knife, Kozman uses it for other things. It's nothing, but let's say you pull it out now to cut a piece of cake with it. So this Ramo would seem to apply that if you use the blade, the knife for it. You're going to need tefillah. Now, if you want, what you could do is open up the can opener piece and use that to cut the cake. That wouldn't need tefillah because that's not a normal klei suda. But you take the knife, which I think is a normal klei suda, so then it would need. So come out that there will be a chilik, which piece you use, what you're using. The knife, but it's a klei made not for food. You bought it not for food. Now you're traveling and you want to use it for food, so we have a rule. If it's something which is normal to use for food, it needs tefillah. So you can open up the blade of the knife. I think that's normal to use it for food. It is one kli. It does, because if I'm using a part of it that's not normal to use, right, if you use the back of the knife, because it doesn't become a kli suda because you use it once. You go basarev tashmishtai. The only thing is, if it's what? If you use, you mean the dull side of the knife? So I don't know how to divide the blade. If you could divide it that way, certainly so if you use the handle to crack open nuts or something, certainly. Yeah, okay, it's a bit. But you know what I mean. Use it to grind peppers or to mash an egg.
With the handle.
With the handle, okay. Okay. Right. Well, he bought it to give. Oh, so I want to discuss that. We're going to see Tazio to discuss that. Okay, so that's issue number one of Sif Yud. There's a second major issue in Halacha Lamaisa, which is built on Taz Yud. So let's see the Taz. Lachta Kalafim Kasa Beis Yosef. Hu hadin imkanai l'schayra ein tzarach tevila. Now these few words, imkanai l'schayra ein tzarach tevila, creates a tremendous amount of discussion in the Paiskim. Now let's just finish. Imkanai l'schayra means you buy kalim l'schayra. Now simply it means I buy silverware to sell. I don't have to tevil it. Of course I don't have to tevil it. Just buying it to sell. The question is, what happens if I buy silverware to use in my restaurant? I'm not going to use it to eat with. It's for my customers. I'm buying these kalim l'schayra to do business with. The question is that called kanai l'schayra? If I buy it to sell in my store, that's certainly kanai l'schayra. The question is, does that include things like hotels? Let's just finish the task and we'll discuss the caterers.
What about the person using
it? I'll get to it one second. Let's one step at a time. Let's learn the task. One person bought it for schaira. Someone else is borrowing it to use. If a person bought it l'schaira and I buy it from him, I have to tevel it. That if I buy it from a yid and the yid bought it from a guy for schayra, I have to tevel it. And memela, if I borrow it, I don't have to tevel it. That's the psak of the Rama. Avo b'sevehetekachachestim peizayin kasav kiman shemhay Yisrael ha'echad reisel l'sham shelasuda. If the original yid who bought it wanted to use it for a miela fila arai ha'itzach l'tevelai memela nischayev biyaday mikri. If I have a store, I bought silverware to sell. Since if I would want to use it for food, I would have to tevel it. Even Derech Arei would have to tevel it, like Dorma said. In my hand, it's already klisuda. Now, I don't have to tevel it because I'm not using it for food. But let's say I would use it for food, I would have to tevel it. Okay, Yisrael Hashedi, Hashayel Mimenu Tzarch L'Tevelai, V'Tmiyah Ma'ad Ramosh L'Hevi, L'Vedakim Ma'ashim L'Kana. Listen to the Shaila. I have a store. I sell silverware. Someone comes to me, he tells me, you know, I'm making a simcha in my house. Do me a favor. I'd like to borrow or rent silverware that you're selling. I'm going to use it for Shabbos. I'll clean it well. I'll give it back to you and you'll sell it. You'll sell it afterwards. I just want to use it for one Shabbos for my simcha. The question is, do I have to tevel that silverware which I am now borrowing from the beginning of the task. He says that you don't have to tevel it, which is really the mechaber. The mechaber said he's going on a case. The beginning of the mechaber was in Yisrael Kanei Mi'evikham Mishilei L'Chaveray. Jew one bought it, he lent it to Jew number two, Ton Tvila. Then it's a Yesh Rishaimim like Kachay Rishon Tzar Suda. Then ain't tzarach lat tefilah. That means Reuven bought it for non-food. He lent it to Shimon, so Shimon doesn't have to tevel it. The mechaber holds in such a case where someone bought it for schayra or for other uses, and I borrow it from him, I don't have to tevel it. Fret the taz, but the issa v'heter argues, why doesn't the Rama bring it? And Shach says the same thing. Shach and Tezayin says it briefly. Ubisa v'heter dim peiva pasak the tzarach tefilah. The Shach and Taz say they don't understand. The Mechaber Rabbah don't bring the Issa V'Heter. The Issa V'Heter says such a svara. If I borrow it from you, I have the same din that you had. You had kalim for schayra, or for cutting cloth. You don't have to tevel it. But if you would now want to use it for a meal, you would have to tevel it. So if you lend it to me, and I'm using it for a meal, I should also have to tevel it. That's the Issa V'Heter svara. So, and the Mechaber Rama hold, no, the owner is Kaveya, and the owner is not using it for schayra. So we have here Machlokes, the Mechaber, against the Taz and the Shach. It's interesting that Achrayim here say, B'makom Tzairuch, one can rely on the Mechaber Rama against the Shach and Taz. Usually we pass it to Shach and Taz, but since the Shach and Taz themselves are Mesupik, they say, Latfilei B'lei Bracha, says, but makan tzairach, a person can be mekel. Apparently, I don't know today what they do, but it was once a practice that somebody who had a business and sold kalim, somebody's making a simcha, he lent it to him for the simcha, and then he took it back and he sold it as new. I guess he had to kasher it. I might have made a fleishik. I don't know how they did what they do with the kashering, but this was apparently a common practice. We're going to see the Pischei Tshuva test. He told him, of course he told him. The question is, what's the halacha? Does he have to title it? If the mechaber amahol, if the owner, it's not a clay suda, it doesn't matter what it is for other people.
Is it really shiloh or is it
schirus? No, shiloh or schirus, either way. We're assuming that schirus is not kaina, that it belongs still to the original owner, the sech is only a sech. Listen to the Chachmas Adams in Pischei Tshuva Tess, his hachra and this shiloh. Pischei Tshuva Tess, I am Berhetev, I am Besefer Bina Sodom, Sharis of Veheta, Simisamachay, that's of course the Chachma Sodom. Mashanoig and Besudis Gedoilos, it seemed to have been common practice. Lishol Klicheres, Mitsupim, Beklischuchis, Minchavani Yisrael. To go, you make a simcha, you borrow Kalim from a person who's selling it. Because of Dafcha, Taz, Vishach, Choshish, and Lisvaris, Issa Veheta, even though the Shach and Taz are Choshish Lahachmir, Litva b'loy bracha b'kanei rishon tzara klafim ay l'schayra b'komakon me'acha shaharamah lehevi klal das isa mehetu v'gam ha'prichadosh chaylik alav im kein l'tzarech Shabbos orcha mesuda g'dayla yeshlocha shiyishberu im yatvilein. You start taking the china to tevel it and you'll be in a rush, it might break v'yeh hefsin or she'im p'nai, you don't have enough time to tevel it yeshlismaych lishtamesh b'loy tefila. The tefillas kelim elu. He's talking about glass. Einam elam idrabanan. And by idrabanan, you can be seimach on the mechaber amah. Vevshed gam esavet oly kasam kein elu b'kli matchis. The harba pais kem atfilo deraisa v'chein roi lahachmi b'kli matchis. Tav esafi deraisa ayin sham. So his psak, the chachmas adam is, that b'mokim tzayruch, by glass, if you're borrowing it from someone who's selling it l'schayra, that a person can use it. So a person has a hardware store, he has glass for sale, somebody walks in, wants to take a drink, he pulls a glass off the shelf and uses it and puts it back. So that glass, you don't have to tevel. If it's easy to tevel, you should tevel. If it's not easy, Chachma Sadam says you can be slamach on the mekilim. So here we have this shaila, whether in such a situation it needs to be law or not.
So the right now,
let's say I have kalim, I have a store, I'm selling silverware. You come to me, you say, make a simcha, you want to borrow it. So I tell you, listen, you want to borrow it, you can borrow it. I'm not tevelling it for you. You go ask a shayla. If you have to tevel it, you make up your mind. Either you tevel it, or else, don't borrow it, I'm not going to lend it to you. I'm not willing to go start tevelling it to lend it to you. So even though it's the responsibility of the owner has a right to tell the borrower, look, if you want to borrow it, you tevel it. It's true. It doesn't matter really which one tivels it. If the lender will tivel it, he'll tivel it.
So
you know what I mean? The question is, if it's chayiv and tefillah,
if
it's chayiv.
If you hadn't seen the Ramah and the Mechaber, conceptually, someone's making a big suda, and they borrow from somebody else, and they said, I didn't tivel it. He said, well, I know that when I use this kalim, I have to tivel the kalim. So why would anyone in the right mind not?
Marcus, it's a good question. Let's say I had not seen the Mechaber Ramah.
Right.
And I would have had the shaila, what would I have done? I would have said, let's take out the Shulchan Aruch and take a look. Because it's tanka something, I think you could see two sides. You're saying, Pashto Shushani Tvila.
Of course.
Pashto Shushani Tvila. See, the question is, the name of the Kli, if Rav Tashmisha is Kaveya, I would think the owner's Tashmisha is Kaveya.
But he doesn't
do this, Rav Tashmisha. Okay, I'm not arguing with
you.
So,
Rebbe,
when the caterers have this supply place where they rent out,
okay, so let's get to the lemaisa of this. I don't think it's common today to borrow kalim that are sold in the store, but there are a couple of applications. First of all, before I get to that, there's one very, very difficult shaila, and that is a store that sells candy baskets or fruit baskets. Sometimes they have silver plates or crystal plates, which are part of the gift. So when you send somebody a gift of chocolates or a gift of fruit, it comes in a nice glass or metal keli. The question is what to do with tithing. Now listen carefully because it's a dilemma. The shaila is the following. We had the shaila. We give a hechsher on two stores that sell this type of stuff. So we weren't sure what to do. On the one hand, the seller is using it. Now it's not exactly kli schayra because he's putting food in it to sell it. So if he uses it b'derech arai to hold food, l'chayra he should tithe it. On the other hand, for him it's kli schayra. He's selling the glass. He's selling the silver. If you hold kli schayra a potter, and you hold that it doesn't need tefillah, and he's going to tithe it, the owner is going to tithe it. It's not good enough to pata the buyer. The buyer still will be chayiv in tefillah. Because on the tzad that the seller was pater, what is sufik if the seller is chayiv a pater? On the tzad the seller is pater and he titles it, the buyer still would have to title it. So here we have something of a dilemma. What are we going to do? We're going to tell the store owner, title it. Now what do? You put a sticker on it that says what? Tivel, but the buyer still should tivel it because there's a tzad that for him it's klei schayra, and the buyer has to tivel. Elamai put a sticker non-tiveled, but he's going to tivel with a bracha. He shouldn't tivel with a bracha. The seller already tivelled it. So if the seller tivels it, you have to put a sticker that says tivel without a bracha. It's a little confusing. What we decided to do was we're giving a heksha on the kashrus. We're protecting the customer. So we told the stores, you ask your rav. If you're going to tivel it, let us know. If you're not, we don't require tefillah. If you don't tivel it, you have to put on a sticker that says not tiveled. If you do tivel it, we'll discuss it. The stores are not interested in tiveling these, especially before Purim, when they have many of them. So the stores are happy to not tivel it. So memela, the buyer could tivel it with a bracha. However, there is a problem. There are some hardware stores that have sign, everything is tivled, pre-tivled. Which means, hopefully it's true, that when they unpack it, tivle it, and put it on the shelf. That's a problem. Because it's klei schayra. The Taz says that kodei l'schayra, it's pata from tefillah. And therefore, the owner tivling it is not a good tefillah for me when I buy it. It might be that it's enough, I shouldn't tivle with a bracha. But maybe I do make a bracha because for him it's still kli schayra. But I certainly have to tivel it.
Maybe it's not
so that is a problem. As a matter of fact, if you're like me, if you're like me, you go into a store, you take it off the shelf, you're going to pay for it. I'm not a patient person. I'm going to go pay for it, go back to the back of the store. I'm in the back of the store already. I'll tivel it and then pay for it. No good. Okay. When I'm tiveling it, it's still kli schayra. He never lent it to me. He never gave it to me. You really should pay for it. Be kind of it with a kinyan d'oraisa, which from a guy, kinyan d'oraisa is kesef. If you're buying it from a yid, then the kinyan d'oraisa is it's enough hagbah. And then, only then, go and tivel it. Kol zman, it's a kli schayra. You can't
tivel it. Can't the store make a future zechia for the person that's going to buy it, and therefore provide it to the
kinyanership? Still kli schayra at the moment. It's still kli schayra. It never became kli suda.
But he can take it out of his rishus.
But it's still kli schayra. He's still putting it on the shelf for sale. Still kli schayra. Still kli schayra. Yeah. What? What's the makar that if I tivel it when it's potter, it's not good? That's a good question. Let's say if a guy would tivel his kalim, you mask him, it's not good enough when he buys it. Why? Because it's potter. If I would tivel when it's a guy's, I'm still buying from a guy. So now, when it's kli schayra, if kli schayra potter, what if I buy kli suda from a guy, or I go to a yid, he has kli schayra, that are potter from tefillah, why should that tefillah be any better than if I tivel it when it's a guy's? It's potter from tefillah.
Once you bought it from the guy, even though it was tivel before, now you just bought it from a guy.
But it wasn't chayiv in tefillah. But it wasn't chayiv in tefillah at the time. Right at that time, it was.
So it's not the chepter. It's not the chepter.
Let me ask you. Let's say I have a keli. I'm a yid. I buy it from a guy. I tivel it. I use it. Then I sell it. I sell it to a guy. Then Later I say, no, I missed my keli. I buy it back from the guy. It's going to say later in the Mechaber that it needs tvila. You see, Yudalos, Yisrael Shemach HaKlila Goy. Chazalakich Mimenu Tzarek Tvila. So here, you see that my previous tvila is not good enough if after it was potter. Here, I tivel it, but it's potter.
But still ultimately going from a goy to a
yid. It went down and it went down. It's a new eschivus, that's what you say. All right, I need a makor for you. To me, it's mistaver. At the moment, I don't have a makor for you, but it's still mistaver to me. That the makor here is the truva in the Michas Yitzchak. There is a truva in Michas Yitzchak about the stores that travel before they sell, and he says that it's problematic, that you can't. So it's a truva in the Achron. You want to know what his earlier makor is? At the moment, I can't think of one, but believe me, there, I'll try to come up with one.
Yeah.
Why? Said it was never chayiv in tefillah. No, but not if it was never a guy's. A keli was never a guy's, doesn't need tefillah, never had tumas guy. Yeah, but so if a yid makes kli schayra and sells it, it's pater in tefillah because even the yid himself, the owner himself, if he switched to kli suda, would be pater because it was never a guy's in the first place. Right? It's not that the switch from kli schayra is machayev it; it's from the guy to the yid that's machayev. What? Okay, so I want to get to chefetz gavri. There's one more thing, and I get to chefetz gavri. Here, so we talked about two things. We talked about kelim that are not clay suda, and you're using it aray for clay suda. And we talked about kli schayra. Now here is a third shaila that's ala perik. The question is, caterers or restaurants who al piroiv do not tovel their kelim, and you go into the store and you're eating there, they don't tovel the kelim. I'm told the Rabbi Abadi, when he goes to chasanas, brings along his own silverware in his pocket. And he doesn't use the silverware at the chasana because apiroiv they don't tivel this. Years ago, I learned Tilchas Tivelas Kalim. The dayan for the KAJ was Dayan Posen, who used to live in the Washington Heights. I spent summers with him, and I asked him if the KAJ requires, I don't know what they do today, but at that time, if they required the caterers to tivel. He said no. So I suggested to him that they should at least sell it to a guy. Sell the kelim to a guy. So he said, that's a harama, he doesn't like it. He feels the caterers should tivel. Well, I say they don't. But he feels, oh, the haramas, you should tivel it. And he felt he didn't have the kayak to enforce it, but he felt that the caterers should tivel, at least the metal kelim, that they should tivel it before they use it. Now, the truth is that there are today, some echsherim, I don't know which, I know we... Kehila requires, Michael Schick is under our Hechsher, we require our places to tovel the kelim because it's a shaila of an Isser, and why shouldn't you tovel it? And I think I mentioned to you once, we once had an incident where they sent a truckload of kelim down to the Sephardic mikveh on Avenue S, and one of our meshkichim came by. They left a goyim there to tovel it, and they called him up. You got to do it all over again, you know, because a guy tovels his kosher. We're going to have later, but you can't trust a guy to tovel all of that and tovel it properly. So they had to do it all over again. So we do require that the kelim that are owned by a yid do have to be tovelled. Those who don't rely that's called klei schayra. And that klei schayra are pater from tevila, even though you're using it, by the owner, it's klei schayra, and that is the het that they rely on. Dr. Tshuva, I think, brings the Tshuva's Yad David, if I recall correctly, who has such a kula for glass. Mistami can be saivachad if the metal is a derai saivachad. Now I'm going to get to chetza. Yeah.
Right.
No, borrow. They don't borrow the hotel's glasses because of tefillah. They borrow because they have to schlep less. Hechsherim allow glass that's used cold to use non-kosher glasses. The hotel's glasses, the hechsherim do allow. The show plates are also, in many places, the show plate is when you sit down and there's a plate. There, no food is put on it. The food is taken, it's taken off. There are two types of show plates. There's one is like a fancy, usually golden one that goes under the plate. charger. So that, there's no shayla, you could use trefa ones. The show plate that they put, Hechsherim allow it. We were debating whether to allow it just for one reason. Because no hot food is put on it. By the time they bring the hot food, it sometimes comes in plates. Kosel is also not a problem. Our only shayla was pickles. If you put a pickle and you cut it, Chacham Sadam says, cutting on a plate brings up lias. So we try to make that the pickles are not put on the table until after the show plate is removed. But it seems there's a union rule, the waiters are not allowed to bring pickles to the table. Only the busboys are allowed to put pickles on the table. It's against union rules for the waiter to put pickles on the table. So I remember we had a difficult time with it. If you're in a place and there's a show plate, don't cut your pickle on the show plate. Cut your pickle on the table or something. What? The what? Chametz? How does what resolve anything? The pickles are kosher. The question is, the only trefa thing on the table is the show plate. We're relying, you're not going to use the show plate for anything hot. But one minute, you're going to use it to cut a pickle on the plate, you're going to make a trefa. That's what the show plate. Kosher is no problem, you know, chaticha. So what? Coal doesn't take up lias. It's only cutting. A guy's keli you could use. No problem. If it's kalim, a guy's keli is a chatchila. Okay. Now, the chefza gavra issue. What's effective? It's not effective. The caterer is keli. If the caterer tivels it, if your whole clay fire is potter, so the kid doesn't eat tefila. He's not even lending it to me. I'm using his keli in his house, in his hall. On the tzad that the clay fire achayiv if they use for suda, then on that tzad it's still his. He's not lending it to me. I can't take it home and use it. I'm eating in his place. But the tzad that clay schayra, not potter, if they used to eat, that's the need of
the
restaurant's table. All our places are supposed to table. Metal for sure, china not, glass. I'm not sure what they all do. Now, it depends. Sometimes they're sold as a fancy crystal, as a fancy metal. If they're sold as a kli, then it's not a kli. Okay, now, there's a fundamental shiloh which was brought up, Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm glad you're here now, because you brought this issue up last time. You brought up an issue which I looked into. The issue is, the Torah doesn't say anywhere, don't use on Tovel Kalim. Torah says, Tovel Kalim. So it's a mitzvah to Tovel Kalim. Now, we mentioned last time that if I go into a restaurant and he serves me food, let's say on a glass plate, I have a problem, I can't eat it. I mentioned Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva, take the food off the plate and put it on the table and eat it off the table. That's what Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva. Eat it with your hands, don't eat it with the silverware. He says soup is a problem, you can't put it on the table. But the question that was asked then is, what's the difference? This kelim is not being tabled anyway. The mitzvah is to tabel kelim. It's not an isser to eat from an untabled kelim. So the mitzvah is to tabel kelim. So it's not being tabled anyway. What's the difference? I do eat from it, I don't eat from it. I go to a Jewish neighbor, a fryer, he gives me a glass of water. He's not tabling it anyway. What's the difference if I drink from it? So there is a machlaikis achrayim, and we have a psak of a Mishnah Berurah in this machlaikis. Some cipher in Tshuva, I think it was Kuf Yud Dalet, holds that there's a issa d'oraisa to use kelim without tefillah, and he says it's an implied isser, because the makar of tefillas kelim is by clay midyan. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, tevel it. The understanding is, he told them, don't use it until you tevel it. What's the raya? That's what he said. The raya is Chum Sefer holds this way. Yeshua Siakiv, in his first piece on Simon Kuf Chaf, he disagrees. He says, min ha-Torah, there's no Isser Ishtamshus in Kalim. It's a din, like Rechmiel said, in the Heftzah. that there's a mitzvah. It's really a mitzvah kumva seita taivu. There's no iser of using a keli, which is minat Torah is no iser. But Yeshua Siakiv says that an iser drabada there is. I think he writes there's no makor and gemara for it. But in the Rishayim we see they understood there's an iser. He says it's an iser drabada. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha it's a Mishnah Chav Gimel. Without quoting either the Yeshua Siakiv or the Chasam Sofer, he says stama. Using untivel kalim is an issa drabanan. That's what he says. It's a drabanan. Using untivel kalim is an issa drabanan. L'may nafkamina, the old nafkamina, when you have some yes toli b'machlaikis. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Zayin, when you have a machlaikis, b'dayreis ha'holach achara machmir, b'divrei seifrim ha'holach achara meikim. So you have something where there are equal shittas, so it's a big difference if it's a dayreis ha'drabanan. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that using kalim is only a shiloh of a drabanan. Getting back to going to a caterer, it turns out the caterers, many of them, I don't know all or most, but many of the caterers don't tivel. They're saimach that their kalim are klei schayra. That's a chiddush. But it's klei schayra used for a suda. They're saimach that it's klei schayra, which is a shiloh. Can a person rely on it? The Chokhmas Adam in the Pesachei Tshuva seem to say in a similar but not identical case that by at least by glass a person could be megal. What we're saying now is that at least like Yeshua Siakiv that it's always a shayla v'drabanan, and there's a shita. Should you rely on it? I don't know if you should rely on it, but if you want to rely on it, it's not a shayla v'nissa d'araisa. It'll be a nissa d'araisa by metal. I would tell you for sure. How could you be slimach on a d'araisa on the svara, which is a shita that's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch? Nevertheless, the fact that it's in the Sidra Bada makes it a little more kuladik. And a person wants to be Mekel, a person could be Mekel, whatever a person wants to do. But Al Kapadim, this is what? Do we just think again, Klei Schaira, if it's a hardware store selling it, it's mutter. Because you're not using it for food, of course it's mutter. The question is, I want to pull a glass off and use it. Mechaber Ramah held that it's okay. The Mechaber de Ramah said, Harishin osel shtamish by afilah derech harai. The owner is not allowed to use it, but a borrower, if it's klei schara for him and I'm using his thing, I'm allowed to use it. This is a heter. The Shachan Taz brought this in the heter, argued, but the Chochmas Adam said that by glass you can be mekel, not the owner himself, but someone else. The svara by the caterers is to extend that, to say that for the caterer himself, it's klei schayra. If the caterer wants to eat from his own food, he has to tivel it. Ramah said a rishon asa shtamish by a filo derech harai. But someone else that he lets use it, such a person, mechaber Ramah held, is potter from tvila. The Chacham Sadam said that by glass he could be mekel. What? He said it can be mekel by glass. The caterers are mekel even by metal. The same mechaber Ramon, the Siyad David in the Daket Shuvah, that's mekel lemaisa. Again, I'm telling you, Rav Posner told me this, said that they shouldn't be saimach on it, but that's the minhag olam. What? Ramosha is sichud in hold. He says you go to a restaurant, you shouldn't eat from the kelim if they don't tivel. That's Ramosha writes. So, what? That's right. The caterer for his own family, he has to have separate tivel kelim. The stomach has a separate tivel blood, but I don't know. It's a problem. I imagine many of them require tefillah. I didn't make a list. I didn't check. I imagine that many of them, most of them, do. If you want homework. If somebody wants to undertake, I'll give you a list. There's only a handful of hechsherim for the restaurant. So we'll make a list of the places that do and the places. You know what? Somebody should give a call to Rabbi, the Kashrus newsletter, Rabbi Wickler. And he's a person, he's Ishmaisa. He'll make calls, he'll find out who does, who doesn't. He'll publish a chart, and a week later they'll all tivel it because they'll all. Who are you going to ask? The waiter doesn't know. And. Okay. What?
Shkayach. Rama, Harishan, Asul Shtamishpan. If he invites me as his guest, Mlekochai, in Yisrael Kanai, I'm sorry, Mloy Lachai Arishan Tsar Suda, Elachte Chalafim, then the Yinu Bar is it in Tsar Chalat Filai. You say he's not really a borrower. That's what you're saying. I mean, a guest. Maybe only him? Maybe only him? Okay. What do you... Only with Tzarch Yisraira. Not with Tzarch Yisraira. Siftes. Bakeries don't have such a problem. You have to remember, in a bakery, the food is not edible until it's baked. All of the preparation, the kelim that are used to knead the dough, to mix the dough, to shape the dough, to cut the dough, they all have the p'tur of sifhei, of sakin shel shechita. If it touches the food when the food is not edible, it doesn't need fuel. The only shayla in a bakery really are the pans in which they're baked. And I mentioned that the question is if the parchment paper is enough of a separation that the food is not touching the metal, it's touching the parchment paper. That may be a tefillah as well. The whole shayla in bakeries is the metal tray on which it's baked. Everything else is not an issue. Maybe the other shayla would be the when they mix jam or jelly in a mixer, the jam and jelly is edible, so perhaps that would also be a shayla. But besides, beyond that, most of the foods in a commercial place that are prepared, most of the kelim I use when it's not edible. If it's not yet edible, it's not yet baked or cooked. So that we have the p'tor of sakin shel shechita.
What about hotels, basic hotels? The kelim, they have
the Pesach basic hotels are the same as the year-round hotels, and whatever kelim they use. I can't...
Same problem.
The same issue, exactly. You would think the amount you pay for Pesach that they would title it already. I hope so. Okay, let's go to Siftes. Rabbi, this is Seif and Shuvah Kuf Yudal. It's an understanding of the Psukim. The Psukim say, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, go and title the clay Midian. That you got in battle, that you won for Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu said, go and title it. Sefer says, implied in Moshe Rabbeinu's words are, don't use it without tefilling it. That's how some Sefer understands. One more, look up to some Sefer inside. I'm not sure. I don't think that's what I'm calling Chefzagavra. In other words, it's not really Chefzagavra, it's really Isser Mitzvah. The question is, a mitzvah to tefil? That's for sure it is. Is it an Isser on the Gavra to use it? Or just a mitzvah on the Kli that the Kli should be tefil? That's this Machlokes. Of course. You have a mitzvah to tevel it. You don't have a chiyuv to tevel it before you use it. That's for sure. I guess so. It's a mitzvah that's a matir according to the sheets. Siftes, mashkin oy v'kachavim klili Yisrael. If you get a mashkin from a guy, you lend the guy money, and he gives you a silver... Becher, they're not bechers. A silver... a goblet to hold. Can the yid use it without tefila? So listen. Im nira b'dasai v'kachavim sh'raitzel l'shakei b'yadai. If it looks like the guy does not plan to get it back... He goes to a store, he hacks his silver, and he gets cash. If it appears that the guy plans to leave it there, he's not going to buy it back, ton tefila. So then it's the yids, and the yid has to title it. Im lav, however, if it's not, meaning it's not clear that he plans to leave it by you, it's becheskas, it's the guy's, yat tefilenu beloy bracha, why? So you have two pshatim here in the Taz. Either it's a suffix if he plans to be mishakeyet by you, so it's a suffix. Or, even if he doesn't plan to be mishakeyet by you, it's a suffix what the halacha is. If a guy gives you a mashkin and he plans to get it back, is pshat, the mashkin belongs to you until he takes it back. There's a line from Reb Baruch Ber, Reb Shem Reb Chaim, that when someone gives you a mashkin, his language was, in the mashkin lick the chayv. He was explaining, if I get a mashkin for, I lent someone $1,000, he gives me $1,000 mashkin. And I'm holding it, if Shemitah passes, it's not mishamit if I have a mashkin. Why is it not mishamit? So Reb Baruch Ber, quoted Reb Chaim, he said, in the mashkin lick the chayv. Someone gives me a mashkin, he's really giving me, he's paying me back the chayv, with a tanai that I have to give the keli back to him if he gives me money. So, there's a tzad that when a person gives me a mashkin, even if he plans to take it back, it's a suffix. Does it become mine? Or is it his? That's the shayla. And there's only a mashkin b'shas alva, who owns it, so to speak, in that time. So therefore, yatvilenu b'loi bracha, yikliachav yatvenu imai. Every suffix, you travel without a bracha, or you travel with another bracha keli that needs. I went, my wife gave me a glass fruit bowl to tevel. So I went into the Kalim Mikvah. There was somebody teveling Kalim, a young couple, just married. As soon as I walked in, I said, Mazel Tov. I saw, you know, the wife goes with the husband to tevel. It got to be newly married. You know? So I said, Mazel Tov. And I asked the fellow, you made a bracha? He said, yes. I said, please tevel this for me. As I mentioned last time, if I'm teveling one item, it's a shiloh. Was it made by Yid? It wasn't made by Yid. So I asked him to title. So he titled it to me, I think it was an open-ended thing on everything. Is it going to title? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Look, so at any rate, the point is that it's a suffix. When you have a suffix bracha, if you title other things with it, then it's okay. There are my ears. Im lebesayf nishtakei b'yada yazif tlan b'lay bracha. Oh, we have an answer for you. Where's there a makar? That if you tivled it before the chiyuv, but you can say here it's different. Here you have a case where you tivled it when it was a mashkin, and later he was mshakeit by you, yet you learn again, but you'll say it's not a raya, because here it could be it was the guys all along. When I tivled it, maybe it was still the guys. You're right, so it's not a raya. Anyway, the rain on this sif, the sif itself is easy. As far as Hilchas Tfilas Kalim is easy, why is there a long taz? This taz is a discussion of Gezel Akum. Why Gezel or Gnevis Das Akum? Because the Mechaber says, if a guy gives me a mashkin, and he plans to get it back, and I want to use it, do I have to table it? Don't I have to table it? What is he talking about? What right do I have to table it? The guy never gave me permission to table it. He gave me a mashkin. It's his mashkin. He gave it to me not to use. What right do I have? He brings that the minig was on Pesach, they put out, the Maril, that they put out all the silver kalim, they had mashkanais. Jews were in the lending business, they had mashkanais. They put all these trade for silver kalim on their Pesach table for hider. They didn't use it. Okay, but here you're using it. Here you're using it. So it's an interesting machloikis he alludes to. There's a halacha by a guy, Gezel Akum is also like everybody. There's no machloikis. Machloikis, they're asking the Rabbanim. But Gezel Akum, Gnevas Akum, less man de palig is an issur d'oraisa. However, if you owe a guy money, a guy lent you money, and he forgot about it. So if he forgot about it, that's called hafkas halvasai. Hafkas halvasai is mutter. What's the lumdis that hafkas halvasai is mutter? A guy lends me money, and he forgot, or he died, his son doesn't know his father lent me money. The halach is hafkas halvasai, I don't have to pay back the halva of a guy. I could avoid him. I don't have to pay back. What's the lomdis? There are two mahalchim in the lomdis, and nafkamin is a mashkin. One tzad is milva leitzah nitna. He gave me money to spend. I borrow money, it means I'm going to spend it. Once he gave it to me and I spend it, I don't have your money. It's not a case, the term is marba gezel akum. If I steal something that belongs to a guy. This is not gezel akum. I'm not stealing something of yours. There's a shibud that I'm ignoring. That's not included in the gezeres hakasev. We have a rule. All bein adam l'chaveri mitzvahs apply only yid to yid. If it's a guy, there's no iser to a guy of bein adam l'chaveri dika mitzvahs. Just there's a riboy akra for gezel akum. So here, hafkas alvasai is a case of leitzah nitna. It's not included in gezel and geneva. That's one side. There's a second side, which is the Tumim Shita. The Tumim says that Gneva, the Rashi, I think six or seven places in Shas, when he teaches Gneva, he says
The Gezeli says, Ke'en vayigzal asachanis miyad ha-mitzri. He brings a pasuk from Navi. Vayigzal asachanis miyad ha-mitzri. What does he mean? Gezel is when you take something from someone's hand. Zakta tumim, beheteira osaliyadeh. Anytime something came to your hand, beheter, that's not gezelakum. Beheteira osaliyadeh is not gezelakum. It's not included in the gezeris hakasav of gezela. So afkasav osai, the money beheteira osaliyadeh, that's why it's mut. So we have a machlaikis, very similar shitas. The first shita is that milvaloit saw nitna, that's why it's not gezel. The second shita is beheteira osaliyadeh. Nafkamina is a mashkin. A mashkin, the first shita holds milva leitzanin. It was given to me to spend. A mashkin wasn't given to me to spend, it was given to me to hold. Mm-hmm. If you hold that it was given to me to spend as a heter, it was given to me to hold, it still gets a lakum. Like the second shita, that if the heter is because behetera asaliyade, a mashkin is also behetera asaliyade. So therefore, it should be mutter even to use a mashkin. There are two rayas from Shulchan Aruch to the Tumim Shita. One is this sif, that you're allowed to use a mashkin. There's a similar sif in Hilchis Kedushin, either Simchav Tes or Simin Lamed. Someone is Mekadosh an Isha with a mashkin of a guy. A guy gave him a mashkin, he used it to be Mekadosh an Isha. So it says that it's a good Kedushin. The Ramah, the Avdei Meluim there brings, I think from a Marit, if I remember correctly, that by a mashkin it's mutter because there's no Gezalakim, only Ken, by Yuz Los Chanes Miyara Mitzri. It's not Gezalakim. And therefore, it's mutter. Now, there's a lot of discussion about this, because there's a Bach. The Bach time is that if you have a mashkin of a guy, and Allah is you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to keep it, whatever you want, it's still not lochem. It's still not yours, it's still his. Right. You have a heter to use it. So let's say it would be an esrig, you couldn't use it. It's not lochem. It's not mekadosh de'isha, it's not yours. So it would have to be mekadosh de'isha telling God, this is a mashkin of a guy, and I'm a mekadosh you with the use of it. That would have to be. But be that as it may, this sif, which is knapa nafkamina by Tfilas Kalim, doesn't come up too much, is a big nafkamina in the hezber of the Isser of Gezalak.
Could it be that the use is independent of the possession?
If you use it, then that's a geneva. So again, that depends on the hezber.
I mean,
if you hold beter asliyade, that the otar was only marba isura asliyade, tells you marba something you take be iser. Since it wasn't be isura asliyade, so there's no iser by using it.
By
I'm not taking
ribis,
it.
It be
what?
By
ribis shava gishava kesef is also asa. That's why ribis is different.
Why is that a mashkin from a guy and a Jew with two totally different dinim?
Why?
By a Jew, there's a zika that, it, let's say, it's a pillow. You have to return the pillow with him at night to sleep.
The Torah.
Mashkin. He has first rights.
It's very funny. The mashkanis of a Jew, I'd come out not worth the bother. You know, somebody owes me money, so I take a mashkin. Whatever he needs, it, I have to give it back then to use, and then I take it back from him. It's like free storage. You're right. Although the Amashkan, I said, I don't have to give back. If he gives me something that he keeps in his fishal, a silver thing.
The halach is
that's brother. The Torah says ulachati etzadaka. So the Gemara actually, Rabbi Yitzchak Darshins, Lachati Tzedaka, Imeina Shalai, Tzedaka Minayim. What's Tzedaka? If it belongs to him, how can you call it Tzedaka? So, certainly not. All the dinim, Benan Lachaveira, don't apply to Goyim unless there's a Beferish or Rebekra. That's the only thing.
Rabbi, this is a serious
question. Yes.
How is embezzlement different than Hafkas Havasa?
There's two Yisurim in the Torah, Leisigzal and Leisashayk. Leisashayk is cheating people. Now, taking money under false pretenses is Geneva. That's the Lasa. That's not Beter Asli Yadai. So it's no different than Gezel. But there's a separate lava, Leisashayk, which is in Parshas Kedoshim, which Aser is cheating somebody or fooling somebody.
Is Leisashayk buying Hafkas Halvasa?
Hafkas al-Vasi has to be beter as liyadei. If you take money under false pretenses, you say you're investing it and you're not, you're just giving it to other investors, that's gezeila, it's out nakaneva, that's gezeila. Bisur as liyadei. I guess if you're next week, in Yitzhak Shem.